Imagine sitting at your desk at 7 a.m., staring at an empty bank account despite a year of intensive training and knowing your work changes lives. This was Rich Litvin's reality before his transformation. The Prosperous Coach isn't just another business book. It's the underground Bible for coaches worldwide that has sold over 100,000 copies, primarily through word of mouth. Unlike quick-fix promises, it offers a revolutionary approach, creating a thriving practice through deep service rather than marketing gimmicks. When Steve Jobs was asked who had the greatest influence on his life, he named his coach Bill Campbell, the same mentor who guided Google's founders and Twitter's CEO. What made Campbell so valuable wasn't just advice, but his ability to transform how these visionaries saw their potential. The coaching profession faces a paradox, an extremely low bar for entry and an incredibly high bar for success. Anyone can call themselves a coach, yet creating a sustainable practice requires mastery few achieve. This creates both challenge and opportunity. While many experience coaching at its lowest skill level, those who approach it as a serious profession find themselves in an elite category with less competition and higher quality clients. Coaching creates miracles, not supernatural events, but transformations that seem impossible until they happen. These breakthroughs occur when clients transcend self-imposed limitations and access their innate potential. Consider the mother of three who secured a famous billionaire for her book's foreword. Through coaching, she reframed setbacks as stepping stones and developed a compelling outreach strategy, ultimately securing the billionaire's agreement and meeting Oprah. Or the Olympic athlete struggling with fundraising, selling 17 calendars while berating herself as a loser. When her coach connected her with her deeper purpose, creating a foundation teaching children about Olympic-sized potential, she developed a narrative that resonated with corporate sponsors and raised $40,000 within 24 hours. These aren't magic tricks, but result from helping clients shift their self-perception and worldview. When perception shifts, new possibilities emerge, behavior changes, and previously impossible results become attainable. That's the miracle of coaching, bridging the gap between current reality and desired outcomes. Most coaches waste time with shallow interactions, lunch meetings, coffee dates, networking events that diminish their chances of landing serious clients. One coach increased her monthly billings from $3,000 to $18,000 simply by eliminating casual settings for first meetings. Successful coaches create a clearing for real transformation, a professional environment for deep conversations without distractions. In social settings, prospects never experience the true value of coaching. They merely see you as a pleasant conversationalist. Traditional marketing approaches, endless social media posting, elaborate personal branding, and people-pleasing sales tactics fall short in coaching. This profession requires authenticity and dedication to making a profound difference in others' lives. The key is creating genuine connections through focused, professional interactions that demonstrate your expertise. Have real coaching conversations from the first meeting, set clear expectations, and maintain professional boundaries that distinguish you from casual coaches. Clients aren't gotten, acquired, or attracted. They're created. Getting clients puts success in others' hands and creates aggression. Attracting is passive, like making a vision board and waiting. The better approach combines imagination with action. High-performing, high-paying clients emerge only through impactful coaching conversations. The process is simple. Connect, invite, create, propose equals clients. 1. Connect. Engage with people you'd love to speak with. Call with genuine curiosity about their life, family, business, and challenges. 2. Invite. Ask two transformative questions. Would you like some help with that? And who do you know? If someone wants help, schedule a proper 2-hour session. 3. Create. Help clients explore deeper than ever what they truly want. Be present, bold, and powerful in your coaching. 4. Propose. After discovering an inspiring vision, clearly state, it will cost X dollars to work with me for Y months. This means it's either a hell yeah for both parties or a clear no. Never spend less than 2 hours in conversation with potential clients, a principle from Visa CEO Dee Hock, who believed anything shorter should be handled by someone else. Fearless coaching creates magical impact through powerful client service, not special techniques. Demonstrate these principles in your very first conversation with potential clients. Don't wait for someone to hire you. The magic resides in the person being coached, not the coach. It's not about style or system, but transformative impact. Fearless coaching requires boldness, searching for the client's glimpse of genius, going deeper than others have, embracing silence, and staying attuned to your internal feelings. A common mistake coaches make is ending intake conversations focused on fees, creating a context of scarcity rather than possibility. Never let money be the final topic discussed. Always return the conversation to what your prospect wants and their opportunities. When you discipline yourself to end conversations on the highest possibility for the client, with them describing that possibility, you become prosperous. Treating coaching like a blue-collar job means creating and following a schedule regardless of mood. Just as truck drivers don't experience trucker's block, coaches should establish measurable activities and consistent routines independent of emotions. The key is measuring activities, conversations, invitations, proposals, rather than results, and committing to them daily. Many coaches fail by basing work on feelings instead of discipline. Clients aren't paying for coaching, but for their dreams. When you connect someone with their deepest aspirations and show how you'll help realize them, money becomes secondary. It simply reflects your impact on their priceless dreams. Success comes from persisting when others quit. Like Rich's friend who continued martial arts training for 20 years while others gave up, prosperous coaches persist through rejection. As Samuel Beckett wrote, "Ever tried, ever failed, no matter. Try again, fail better." Building a coaching practice progresses through distinct levels, like martial arts belts, from student to mastery. Master each level before advancing. Rich spent years searching for secret principles and special teachers, trying to emulate successful coaches. But the more he mimicked others, the less authentic he became, and authenticity is essential to enjoying your work. Eventually, he realized world-class coaches weren't trying to be anyone else. The more he risked being himself, the better his life became. Be you. Among billions, you're a scarce commodity. Authenticity attracts the right people, creates enjoyment, and commands higher fees. As Dolly Parton said, figure out who you are and then do it on purpose. There's a crucial difference between deciding and taking action. Take small steps today to create your next client. When you're 80% ready, go for it. Risk making mistakes. Failing is part of the journey. Let go of seeking a magic client creation system and focus entirely on serving the person before you. Ask how you can serve them so powerfully they'll never forget the experience. When you do this, miracles can occur for your clients, your practice, and your life.